Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Do you know why the world keeps Christmas on December 25? Do you know that early Christians didn't keep Christmas at all, and that even later, many Christian denominations refused to keep it, and still some do so today? And what does a Christmas tree have to do with the birth of Jesus Christ? Today I'd like to give you some startling facts, but actually facts which you can easily ascertain by just going to a public library and finding out what I'm telling you today. And I'd like to quote to you from some sources showing you the true Christmas story. Here's an article from the Catholic Encyclopedia which says, Christmas was not among the earliest festivals of the Church. Irenaeus and Tertullian omitted from their lists of feasts. Then here's an article by U.S. News and World Report, which was published in 1996. The article was titled, In Search of Christmas, stating, the earliest celebrations of the Nativity were surprisingly late. There is no record of official observance of Christ's birth until the 4th century. The 3rd century Church Father Origen had declared it a sin to even think of keeping Christ's birthday. There is no mention in the New Testament of Christians gathering to commemorate the birth of Jesus. Reader's Digest published a book not too long ago titled Why in the World? And that is what they said on page 190. In England after the Civil War, Oliver Cromwell and the Puritans outlawed Christmas celebrations as heathen. The same situation had prevailed in the New World since 1621, when a law passed by Governor Bradford of the Plymouth Colony prohibited Christmas observance. Let me also read to you from another source. This one is by the editors of Life, titled The Pageantry of Christmas. It says that in the United States, Christmas celebrations became as varied as the people who had come to the new land. In general, Catholics, Episcopalians, Lutherans, and Dutch settlers rejoiced, both in church and out, while Baptists, Presbyterians, and Quakers tended to shun all observance of the holy day. The New York Times added in 1855 that also, Methodists do not accept the day as a holy one. Now, why is that? Why would so many Christians throughout the history of the Church refuse to keep Christmas? Let me read to you what the U.S. Catholic admitted in 1981. It is impossible to separate Christmas from its pagan origins. And then the U.S. News and World Report wrote in 1996 that the Puritans were correct, and they pointed out that Christmas was nothing but a pagan festival covered with a Christian veneer. So how did it happen then that those pagan customs entered the Christian world? And why, frankly, was December 25 chosen as the birthday of Jesus Christ, even though the Bible nowhere tells us when Christ was born? Here again by the editors of the Life magazine, stating, the followers of Mithras, a Persian sun god whose cult was brought to Rome, became the chief rival of Christianity, celebrated December 25 as Dies Solis Invicti Nati, or the birthday of the unconquered sun. So it was a pagan god with the name of Mithras, he's also known as Attis, as Dionysus, and in many other different ways, who was allegedly born on December 25. You see, and those heathen already celebrated that birthday, and they worshipped that sun god. Notice what happens. The Encyclopedia Americana writes, a feast was established in memory of this event, in other words, the birth of Christ, in the 4th century. In the 5th century, the Western Church ordered it to be celebrated forever on the day of the old Roman feast of the birth of Sol, another designation for the sun god, as no certain knowledge of the day of Christ's birth existed. So here you get a clue, my friends, how we reached at December 25 as the quote-unquote birthday of Jesus Christ. The newspaper Win Progress published on December 21, 1967, an article titled The Christmas Story. That is what they wrote. As for the date of December 25, that was chosen by the church during the 4th century AD. The choice seems to have been dictated by a desire to Christianize the Roman revel that marks the winter solstice. The biblical evidence plainly indicates that Jesus was born during the late summer or early fall. That is a time of year when Palestinian shepherds take their flocks into the fields to graze at night. And let me also add that a public enrollment was ordered at the time, which would not have been ordered at the time of December 25, because that was a rainy season. It was cold. It was winter at the time. There could even be snow. And so it was totally impossible that that day could have been the day of Jesus Christ's birth. But as we have seen, the Christian church, the Roman church, actually incorporated the pagan custom of worshiping the sun god into the Christian concept by saying, let's now worship the Son of God on that day. What about the Christmas tree? Have you ever thought about how that came into existence? Now, some say the Germans brought it over to the United States in the Middle Ages or something, but that is not actually where it started. Let me read to you from the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. It says, beginning in verse 2, thus says the Lord, do not learn the way, other half religion, of the Gentiles. For the customs of the peoples are futile. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers so that it will not topple. They are upright like a palm tree and they cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot go themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good. Now, some say this doesn't describe the Christmas tree. This just describes some kind of a wooden idol. But we got to understand that the pagans believed that their god, their sun god, whether it was called Attis or Mithra or Dionysus or Bacchus, was actually born on December 25. And when he died, he changed into a tree. Or he lived in that tree. And so the pagans would cut off that tree and would bring it to their marketplace, and then they would decorate it there, and they would actually worship that tree. There are legends saying that Dionysus was in that tree. Actually, this was a statement which was made by the pagans. And so Jeremiah is talking about this custom which the Jews had adopted because the sun god Baal was also worshipped in that way. And God says, don't do it that way. Don't worship me in that way. Now, some may say, well, come on. Even Christmas might be of pagan origin. Today I keep it in order to worship Christ, or I don't care one way or the other. I just do it because it's nice, it's neat. Everybody else does it too. But what does God have to say about it? That is actually the question we should ask ourselves, and we have prepared a booklet for you. It is titled, Don't Keep Christmas. Don't Keep Christmas. It's a challenging title, but all the quotes I've given you today and many more are listed in this booklet, and they are also biblical scriptures listed, which giving you a biblical perspective as to how God looks at that. You can ask for a free copy of this booklet by just writing to standingwatch.org, or go on our website, standingwatch.org, and read it there online. It is probably the most important decision you have made in a long time. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.